Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, trying to figure out what the Tigers' approach here is to Tarik Skubal and offering him $19 million. When I first saw that, they offered him 19 and he wanted 32. I'm like, okay. At first I wasn't like as confused and disappointed as I became, because the more I looked into this, I'm like, you know what? This is not going to be received well by any party. This feels a little bit like a blank you. Oh, you don't want to sign with us? Fine. Here's our offer. Negotiate off this. Because remember, the way arbitration works is they now have up until the time they meet with the arbiter or the panel of three or whatever the hell it is to negotiate. And in negotiations, you know, there's low balls. You lowball a guy. You give him the offer a little bit less. You definitely don't, open with your final offer, right? I mean, that's somewhat typical. Now, maybe in a one-year deal, you're like, screw it. But, you know, that's negotiation. But this is arbitration, where everybody knows what the offer is. Skubal's likely going to win. And if you offer something ridiculously low,
well, that's why
it's even more likely he's going to win. And you know what an arbiter in baseball doesn't do? They don't say, meet in the middle. They say, the arbiter says, it's 32 or it's 19. It's hard to imagine a world in where it's going to be 19. What is the point of this? I'm at a loss. I can usually see what a team might be thinking or what they might, because otherwise very reasonable, smart people don't do counterproductive things. I don't know. If Scott Harris is out there and want to call and explain this,
feel free.
I'm open to hearing an explanation that makes sense to me. I can't for the life of me think what they're doing here.
I don't understand it either. I mean, like, if they wanted to have a chance at winning arbitration, you'd have to put that number up closer to $24 million. And they went at 19. I mean, that disparity, the $13 million gap is so canyonous. Yep. And it could absolutely be perceived as a slap to the face.
Well,
and that's not good. That's not a good look. Around baseball, like you
not
said earlier.
It's not a good look
it's
with
not
the fans.
A good look around. No, the fans know. I bet you, I mean, we haven't started taking the calls yet at 248-539-9797. Same number to text. But I'm guessing people are first straight dumbfounded. And at what point does that turn into anger? Like, why did you do that?
Well, look, if I thought they were going to spend the money on something else, fine. If this was a tipping point to actually, you know, have them get traded, like an example might be, let's say there's a team that they actually have a trade offer out there with, mm-hmm. and Skubal don't want to go there. and says, I don't want to go there. I won't sign there. And they go, okay, here's a $19 million offer. Yeah. And what if we win this? Then you're playing for $19 million. That team will pay you the $32 million. You want to go there now? Maybe that's it. But I can't for the life of me. Because
I don't think he has a say.
That feels like a stretch. No, but he has a say on who he would sign with.
Well, the long-term contract. That's at the end of the season.
Yeah, but maybe he said, I only want to go to a team that I'll sign a long-term contract with. And they said, well, we got a deal worked out with the Rangers, but they don't want to sign you long-term. And he goes, well, I don't want to go there. And they go, okay, we're going to make this $19 million offer, and maybe we'll win.
So the team would only trade for him if they think they have a chance to get. I got you.
Yep. So maybe.
But
that feels like a stretch.
Yeah, because reporting out there is that I saw something the other day. It was the Dodgers. If somebody's going to guess, they'd say it's the Dodgers. And obviously, there's always interest for the Mets and the Yankees that have interest. And these are the teams that have money to spend. I think it's up to Scott Harrison Company to work out a deal at this point with one of those teams, make it happen, and then turn around and sign someone like Bo Bichette, sign Alex Bregman. Sign a pitcher that's still out there that's above average, because there are plenty of those guys. There's still some really good players available. And I'd be curious what the haul in return is, of course. But at this point, now it just seems like you got to trade them.
There's a couple things here that are really, I mean, there's a lot of people really mad at Scott Harrison ownership. But here's my favorite one. Take a text, the first round that came in, the first batch from an unnamed texter. Hey, do you think the offer was supposed to be 29 and someone messed up? No, that's a 2, not a 1. Oh, it's supposed to be 29.
Eh, forget it. Just leave it.
Let's go to Bill in Lake Orion. You're on 97.1. Hi, Bill.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up?
Well, you guys know me because I work for John Cooper. But long story short, I think that this contract offer to Scooble isn't just a slap in the face to Scooble and a 2-time Cy Young winner. I think it's a slap in the face against us fans who pay all this money for tickets and food and everything else, and yet they want to lowball him. I that bothers me. I don't want to go to a Tiger game anymore.
Well, I mean, the weird thing is the people that run the Tigers deserve some credit for building us a team that's currently favored to win the American League Central. And I don't want to get so mad about it that we forget that they have a competitive team. If you don't want to go, that's certainly your right, but they have built a competitive team. I don't know what the end goal is of this offer and this arbitration process. If you're going to lowball them like this, I can't for the life of me think what they're thinking on this. And I think the damage is getting a less than, like, here's another text, and this is a concern. The Tigers better trade Scooble. He will suffer a phantom injury and miss most of the season if they don't. He's in business decision mode.
Oh, boy.
Next text. You guys are morons not to side with ownership. But $19 million is double his salary last year and the highest number ever offered to a pitcher in arbitration. It's much more likely they win arbitration than Scooble does. Well, if they do, I mean, and I think it is possible they win arbitration. And for the reasons you said. And we appreciate the text, maybe not the insult, but cool. They might win it, but I think the result's the same. I think you have an unhappy Scooble in your clubhouse. Now, do I blame the Tigers for being at a total impasse with Scooble? No, I blame Scott Boras. And I blame, you know, I wish the Tigers were in a position, like, they do have a budget. They don't have a cap, though. Somebody said this is like, I saw this on Twitch. Somebody said this is like when the Lions tried to get the signing bonus back from Calvin. There's a big difference. That's a cap world where they could use that money on other players. And so, and usually they did spend up to the cap. So they wanted cap space back to make them better in the future. That made more sense to me than this. This I just don't get. 248-539-9797. David and Warren. Hi, David.
Two quick questions. First one is, are we making a real complex argument? And the second question is related to this first. Couldn't it really just simply be that Scooble's goal is 24 mil or 26? He knew he threw it up high so that the arbitration could at least come up somewhere.
The arbitrator in baseball's process, The arbitrator takes one offer or the other. They don't. The arbitrator doesn't say meet in the middle. The arbitrator says either rules it's 32 or it's 19.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Okay, so you just answered my second question, yeah. And that was when you were talking in terms of who wins the arbitration. So maybe how come there's not any discussion regarding the fact that maybe Scoobel's offer was just a little bit too high?
Well, I mean, this
based on
I suppose they could meet in the middle, and because you can sign a contract up until your arbitration date. So there can be back and forth. And, you know, that this could be just the starting point for negotiations, as it turns out. But I just think offering him $19 million is a bad place to start. And I think the damage it does to the perception of this organization far outweighs the upside of saving a few million dollars on Scoobel's last contract.
So when is the, do they have the date for when, comes official, I guess? Cause if they have the time to negotiate to that, maybe that's just it. It's just it's a starting point for negotiation to get more towards the middle. And then they avoid it at the last minute because he agrees to a 1 year, $25 okay. million deal. That simple. It's just a negotiation, and don't be upset. It's just business. Or this is why you hire an agent.
Yeah.
Agent deals with this. So you're not supposed to get insulted because this is just a negotiation process.
248-539-9797-971.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.